Step 1. Registering at all the needed sites. One of your first chores should also be an exciting one. You will need to register and create logins and passwords for the various sites you will be using in podcasting. Once your podcast is made, most of your work will be centered on these various websites. Not only will websites be used to host your sound file, but you'll create a website to hold your coursework and links to the podcast. Here's a list of sites you will need to set up accounts with. The first is Blogger, located at www.blogger.com. Blogger is a site owned by Google. In fact, registering for this site is easy if you already have a Gmail account, as you can use the same login and password. You will use your Blogger site to create a web page to host and link to your podcast. Think of it as an easy way to create a web page for free that you can put your coursework on and links to your podcast. R Media, located at www.rmedia.org, is a site where we are going to upload our files to. This is a nonprofit site which will act as a gateway to our podcast. They also have lots and lots of tutorials on podcasting, creating MP3 files, and general information on copyrights and music files. You will want to spend a few hours here learning more about podcasting. We will also need to set up accounts and logins with the Internet Archives, located at www.archive.org. This site archives a vast quantity of web-related material from across the internet. Its goal is to preserve a web history for future generations. We won't use this site directly, but it will be linked to our R Media account. R Media actually uses this site to store your podcasting files. As you set up your R Media account, R Media will explain how to enter passwords from the Internet Archives into your preferences for R Media so that connection can be made. You might also take time now, too, to register your various software that we loaded in, your computer, and get prepared for any other registration and logins that you might need. Another thing you might want to do is go ahead and create a login and password to use for all your podding. By creating a distinct podding login and password that's different from your banking and other personal use ones, you won't be constantly scrambling trying to find your passwords and logins for podding. You have a very distinct one, and that's better for security. I'm Greg Marshall, and thank you for listening.